Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On June 21st, 1982, John W. Hinckley Jr. was found not guilty of the attempted murder of President Ronald Reagan by reason of insanity. In the trial, Hinckley's defense attorneys argued that their client was ill with narcissistic personality disorder.
Wow, I can do anything now. Hey, I'm insane. I'm not guilty of killing you. Bang!
Ow!
Stealing all your money.
Hey!
Or raping you. Ha 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 ha.
Ow!
I'm insane! I can do what I want. My name is Hinckley. Ha ha ha. I'm leaving the courtroom.
Mr. Hinckley, can I have your autograph? You're on TV.
Autograph? I'm stealing your paper. You can't prosecute me. I'm insane!
Hey, that's mean.
No, Timmy. No, Timmy. He's a cool guy from TV, remember? We should go do that to other people. Like that guy. Go steal his watch.
Okay. Hey, mister.
Yeah? Ow, my shit.
And
oh no,
guy,
my watch!
You're cool. I'm gonna murder you.
Ow, my life.
And soon, the Hinckleyites numbered thousands and murdered everyone who wasn't like them, then everyone who was like them, and then themselves, and then there was nothing. And all because they were following John Hinckley's example. Make sure that you realize that you could be a role model and compose yourself with some dignity, man or woman. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.